This episode is brought to you by Progressive Insurance. What if comparing car insurance rates was as easy as putting on your favorite podcast? With Progressive, it is. Just visit the Progressive website to quote with all the coverages you want. You'll see Progressive's direct rate, then their tool will provide options from other companies so you can compare. All you need to do is choose the rate and coverage you like. Quote today at progressive.com to join the over 28 million drivers who trust Progressive. Progressive Casualty Insurance Company and Affiliates. Comparison rates not available in all states or situations. Prices vary based on how you buy.
You're listening to the Dana and Parks podcast on KMBZ.
Leavenworth's finest, turning 64 today. Happy birthday to Melissa Etheridge. She has a sign or two outside of town.
Yeah, she does.
Yep.
Somebody else doesn't.
No, I don't. I don't have
Now, granted, she did spend 18 years of her life there and...
I spent two.
So good.
Anyway.
Big Slick's in town, too.
Oh, that's...
Tomorrow night?
Don't they play the game tonight?
Though?
Today's Thursday. My God, Why do I think it's Friday? Hello. One can wish.
We had Monday off.
Well, and that's the problem. Not a problem, but when you have a day off, like on a Monday, it throws everything out of whack. I wake up every single day this week. I don't know what day it is. Because it's the third day going to work, and so it should be Wednesday, but then I think it's Friday.
Right.
And it's Thursday. And I'm confused.
I am too.
And I'm lost.
It's been a good week.
It has been a good week. And you and I have a fun event tonight.
Oh, I cannot wait. The See You in the Major Leagues event is tonight, once again at Top Golf. That is Dayton Moore's foundation.
And he is still involved.
Still so involved and plugged in here in Kansas City. It's one of my favorite events all year long. I love those kids.
I did not know. I bumped into him at a sad occasion, Bob Davis's funeral, and just happened to sit behind him. And, you know, everybody got there early because it was going to be a big, big crowd. And I got to talking to Dayton Moore at the funeral. He still lives in the area. His family.
He still has... Yeah.
I thought he said, and maybe I was mistaken, it's like fifth generation Kansans or something like that.
Yeah.
They've been here forever.
Yeah, it's a great family. His son and my daughter were in the same grade and went to school together and are friends. And we have actually photos of them when they're like four in preschool.
Really?
Oh, it's, they're a great family. And what they do is the foundation, it's sort of like a mentoring program where they take young people and hook them up with anyone in Kansas City that has like interests, like no matter what you want to do in your life, like who would you like to be mentored by? And it really follows them all the way through their high school years. And the scholars are just, it's a great program for those kids.
Your mentee tonight is Damery.
Good.
And Kathy Nelson has Damery until you get there.
Yeah, she and I both share Damery. I can't wait.
And then I have Topher.
Good.
I'm menteeing tonight with Denny Matthews from the Royals broadcast.
That'll
yeah, that'll be fun. Members of the Satanic Grotto.
I saw this.
Say they no longer face charges in connection with the black mass that they held on March 28th at the Kansas State Capitol. Mm-hmm. Prosecutors, however, say that no decision has been made.
Mm-hmm.
The Satanic Grotto posted on social media that members appeared in court yesterday and were all released from their bonds. Group leader Michael Stewart, who's going to burn in hell, was taken into custody on charges of disorderly conduct. Two other members who entered the state house with him in March, Jocelyn Frazee and Sean Anderson, were also taken into custody.
You know that this is, they were making a point. You do realize that.
Oh, I'm sure.
Well, that's very misleading because they weren't arrested in connection to the black mass. Their arrest had nothing to do with the black
mass.
It had to do with the fact that they went against the protocol that they were given to conduct their practices outside of the facility and decided to enter the facility to conduct their practices.
Would other
religions
have been allowed inside the state house?
Would other groups, say a Baptist church, be allowed to hold a religious ceremony inside the state house? And I would bet the answer to that is no.
I would just always remind you, you have to be very careful if you are going to favor one religious organization in the government over another.
Well,
because who gets to decide?
You're absolutely right. And it's been pointed out many times. You've all heard of the Satanic Church. And anytime there is, you know, some state that's trying to get religion taught, and usually Christian religion taught in schools, or the Ten Commandments posted outside of a courthouse. You remember years ago, and I believe it was in Alabama, if I'm not mistaken, they put up a Ten Commandments outside of a courthouse. Mm-hmm. And the
And then guess what gets to happen?
They wanted a statue of Beelzebub posted outside of the courthouse as well. And I don't remember if it was court action or just the threat of Beelzebub being outside of the courthouse. They ended up bringing the Ten Commandments in and put them in storage.
Texas is currently advancing a bill for the Bible and the Ten Commandments to be present in all public schools in the state.
And you know what? And I'm sure the people who support that are like, you know, we got to get God back in the schools. We got to
But
you have to be careful.
No, in your own home and in a private religious institution, you have the right to do that.
That's correct.
Be very careful before you start flirting with putting that in public places.
Well, and you know, first of all, I don't want you teaching my kid religion.
No matter what your religion.
You're exactly right. And I'll take care of that myself. You know, and we will take, as a family, we will go to the church of our choosing. Or synagogue, or mosque, or satanic temple. It's our choice. But that is a huge Pandora's box that you're opening up when you start putting the Bible and the Ten Commandments in every classroom, or the Ten Commandments outside of a courthouse. And I'm not trying to sound like, you know, the ACLU or anything here, but they've got a point. And I know that the Satanic Church and the Satanic Grotto or whatever they are really not satanic. They'll even tell you.
There are a lot of groups that are doing this to prove the point that if you really think about the way the laws are written, you have to agree with the point. You might not agree with the way they went about it, but you also don't want a third party teaching your child religion in the state house or in a public school or anywhere else. We cannot allow that to happen.
Now, if I pony up the money and I send my kid to a Catholic school,
absolutely,
I know exactly what I'm getting.
100%.
In fact, there's a chance I want you to teach my kid.
I would assume that would be the case.
The Catholic faith, right? But I'm giving you my money to do that for my child.
Or private schools of the Jewish faith or any faith.
Sure.
That's why we have those institutions.
Yeah. And I, you know what? Even though I'm not satanic, I don't think, I would never belong to the Satanic Grotto. I actually, and now if they were getting out of hand and shouldn't have been there, and no other religions are allowed to come in and proselytize inside the state capitol, and they were arrested for that, I'm fine with that. But if others are allowed into the Kansas State Capitol to preach and hold services, then damn it, the Satanic Grotto belongs in there as well.
And actually, I misspoke. It wasn't the
proselytization.
Speaking inside the facility,
anonymity
that got him arrested. It was when the kid grabbed his book and he, on video, drew his fist back and proceeded to deliver two blows to the kid.
Well, that would be called battery.
Yeah, that's where the charges came from. By the way, the Grotto and the temple are not affiliated.
If everyone would just play by the rules, these things wouldn't happen.
I know.
That's true.
The rules are very clear. Very clear. 913-586-7798. God be with you. 913-586-7798 here on Dana and Parks.
This episode is brought to you by Progressive. Most of you aren't just listening right now. You're driving, cleaning, and even exercising. But what if you could be saving money by switching to Progressive? Drivers who save by switching save nearly $750 on average. And auto customers qualify for an average of 7 discounts. Multitask right now. Quote today at Progressive.com. Progressive Casualty Insurance Company and Affiliates. National average 12-month savings of $744 by new customers surveyed who saved with Progressive between June 2022 and May 2023. Potential savings will vary. Discounts not available in all states and situations.
There is a story in today's Kansas City Star, and I'd love to get your thoughts on this at 913-586-7798. I haven't been down to the plaza in quite a while, I must confess. It's beautiful. It is a gem. We all know that. But there is a story in the Star today that the plaza is a third empty. one out of every three storefronts on the Country Club Plaza is vacant. And we were talking briefly about this story earlier in the show.
Well, just the rents and how high they are and how few mom and pops can even make a run at surviving with, you know, $30,000, $50,000, $100,000 a month for space.
And you have to throw in, if we're going to be honest, it hasn't had the best reputation over the last few years.
There have been some issues during the summers, but I think, you know, was last summer better? And I think now with what we have seen with the arrests in the, you know, ding-a-lings running around on ATVs and all of those things, maybe authorities are getting ahead of this as we head into this summer.
Or, let me just interrupt for a quick second, Sam, sorry. Or has the disturbances on the plaza, and I don't know, I'm asking out of ignorance, have they been going on for so long? Because it's been more than 10 years that this has been happening on summer weekend nights, usually on the plaza, that, you know, the first three words of news are new, and it's just not new anymore. And so why bother keep telling the same story weekend after weekend? Go ahead, Sam. Sorry.
That was going to be my exact point. Year to year is a great indicator for tracking progress. But in terms of bringing down the wealthy clientele that you are trying to attract to the area for 20, I mean, my entire life growing up, I was told repeatedly, specifically in the summer months, you will not go down to the plaza by yourself. You have to go with friends. You have to go with a mom. With mom, you have to be accompanied by somebody who can protect you if things start to get out of hand. Because I live near the plaza, we would ride our bikes there all the time, and I was constantly reprimanded for going to a dangerous area. And I'm like, it's the plaza. What?
One would think the safest area in the entire city. If you want to weigh in, you're welcome to. I don't want this to turn into a plaza bashing
session. Not at all.
But I love the plaza, by the way.
I do too. It's gorgeous. 913-586-7798. But what is the problem? Is it the rent? Is it the reputation?
It's 48 of 156 retail spots. 48 of 156 are vacant.
So just under a third. Just under a third.
And some of them are tiny slices. Some of them are the big, you know, I can't believe Brio shut down. I loved Brio.
Mm-hmm.
Wait, Brio shut down?
I think so. I thought I read that. Anyway, let me give out the number, and then I want to make another quick point if I could. 913-586-7798. 586-7798. What is the problem? 48 of 156 storefronts on the plaza, vacant. That's a problem. And here's the point I was going to make very quickly, if I may. I had a friend come into town over the long holiday weekend, and we did go downtown. We ate at Lydia's, met the mayor there.
Yep.
He was lovely. Went to the World War I Museum. She loved that. In the past, when I've had friends come into town, I have made a point to make sure that they go see the Country Club Plaza. We did not go.
Okay, but there are more options now than there used to be as well.
True. But that was such a gem. Like, even if we didn't go there and eat or even get out of the car,
just drive through it.
We would just drive through, and I'd say, yeah, it's modeled after Seville, Spain. Isn't it beautiful? And they're like, oh my God, the architecture here is incredible. This is a fantastic place. It's gorgeous.
Now, the new ownership also has luxury shopping districts in Dallas,
yep,
in Charlotte, North Carolina, and they say they are going to restore it to what it was. I think they need to pedestrianize it. Well, First thing they need to do.
That's been talked about, is make it pedestrian only.
But better start building a lot of parking garages. Yep.
Telephone number is 913-586-7798. Josh on line two. Hello.
Hi. I just wanted to touch, like, you know, you guys were talking about pedestrianizing it and stuff, but it's been coming up a lot. I've had people come visit from out of town, and I don't even bother to show them anything down there because it's like every other outdoor mall, or every mall for that matter. There's no real draw to take anybody down there, and especially if you can't walk or drive down there. But I just wanted to also point out that, you know, the competitions or competitors, like the Legends, for instance, has like an outdoor sort of like entertainment spot to like watch watch TV on the lawn with your family and, like, has movie showings and stuff like that. And that the plaza really doesn't have anything to offer other than, like, the gondola ride through the sewage ditch. So that's just my two cents.
All right. Do appreciate the call. Thank you for it. It's an interesting point that you make. Maybe the plaza is stuck in the 1950s when they need to move into the
2020s. One of the newer renderings, and the Kansas City Star has this photo where there is green space, space for pedestrians, where you could get a coffee and walk around. You know, still the plaza, but a more modernized version, which actually it's not even a modernized version. It's the version of what it was when it very first opened.
But you have the area around the J.C. Nichols Fountain or whatever, Liberty Fountain, whatever it's called now. That's a ton of green space that you could walk around. In fact, people do. But what do you, I mean, if you're going to do it inside the plaza, what are you going to tear down? What has to go?
It's now the Mill Creek Park Fountain.
The Nordstrom Rack
location where they tore down the movie theater and the parking garage. Mm-hmm. And funny, you might say, there's not a Nordstrom down there. Yeah, they tore down that structure so they would build a Nordstrom Rack. And then the pandemic happened. Nordstrom backed out. That is now a park as well.
And they stayed at Oak Park Mall. They were going to move out of Oak Park Mall, go to the plaza. Those plans were canceled.
They have also added new lighting in the parking garages. They have added
security.
They have added armed security, and the partners are quoted in this article saying when they bought the plaza, they knew their first three priorities were security.
I knew it. Emmy in Paola. Emmy, good afternoon. Hello.
Hi. I just wanted to talk about how my husband and I took our daughter out to dinner on the plaza to celebrate some achievements that she had had in school this year. Mm-hmm. And it used to be you'd go to the plaza to really celebrate, get dressed up, get excited, have a special event. And what I noticed was that people were just going out to dinner and treating it like some everyday I'm going out to get a hamburger and my cutoff jean shorts and holy clothes. And it was just really disappointing. It didn't have that special feeling anymore. Definitely something that I'm not going to make it a point to get dressed up and drive all the way down there to just pay a lot of money for food and it not feel special.
Hmm. All right. Emmy, thank you for the call. Appreciate it.
It all comes down to options. And again, I love the plaza. I wish that it was what it was when I was growing up because I have watched it deteriorate over the years.
And that's not to say structurally, just as far as you have no businesses.
The brand,
And the reputation of the plaza, I think, has really done some damage.
But if you have $200 for a nice date night, as she mentioned, she took her daughter out to celebrate something, right? And you don't live near the plaza, there are probably three or four other areas within a shorter driving distance that provide similar options without the reputation that we're talking about.
I think the security improvements will go a long way.
I hope you're right.
Yep.
To what? To clean it up?
Yeah. Perception is reality.
That is right. 913-586-7798. Brenda in Ropo. Brenda, good afternoon. Hello.
Ropo. That's hilarious. Yeah, I moved here in 91 and, you know, did everything I needed to do to get into school and worked at Plaza 3 Steakhouse. Remember what a la-ti-da place that was? I mean, it was the highbrow societies would show up there. Stars would come in, and that's the place that they would choose to eat. Mm-hmm. There's nothing like that really anymore except for Prime Steakhouse, which is located on the plaza, too. But that's just such an awkward place to even get into. And I just miss that special feeling that you'd get going down to the plaza.
Yeah.
Right? I mean,
you could say that. And when you say that, you almost have a seersucker suit on.
Well, I remember going into the plaza 3 years ago, and they had to go in the back and get me a sports coat. I wasn't dressed up enough.
Yep. You're never dressed up enough.
Well, but this was bad. that's actually kind of fair right now, Brenda. But there was a time. I mean, I used to wear suits to work here at KMBZ. I don't anymore. But I remember going down to the Plaza 3, I was going to have lunch with my boss, and I had on slacks, a nice shirt, and a tie. This is way back when. And they said, do you have a sports coat? And I said, it's at the office. I had never been to the Plaza 3 before. And I said, my sports coat is back at the office. And they said, wait right here. We'll go get you one. And they went in the back and got me a jacket.
Oh, yeah. We kept those in the special storage space for guys like you.
Thanks a lot, Brenda.
Very nice. It's the honorary Scott Parks closet.
Guys like you.
All right. I hope you have a great night.
Hey, already there. Thanks, all guys. Right. Have a great evening yourself.
Sarah.
And back here we have the bum closet.
Sarah in Kansas City. Hello, Sarah.
Hi, how are you?
We're doing well. Thank you.
Well, I was calling because I live on West Plaza and work right there on the plaza. And I think, you know, you guys were talking about the armed security guards, and it has made a huge difference.
Oh, good.
Especially for those of us employees that are down there and that are walking to our cars at night. You know, and the Plaza Art Fair still draws a huge crowd from all over the place. And they're always, it's insane down there at that time. But I think parking is a big issue, too. They had talked about doing the diagonal parking, but they've done nothing to improve any of the parking. And most of the parking garages, like I took the top of my husband's truck off going into a parking garage because they're made for not the big cars today.
But Sarah, you work on the Plaza. The story in the Star says that a third of the storefronts are empty. Why is it the rent? Is it the reputation?
The rent is really high. It is very high. So like Dana had mentioned, your small mom and pop places can't really get in there because the rent is ridiculous. You know, and then there's not very many, you know, there's only a handful of options for clothing stores. You know, there used to be a Saks and some of those exclusive stores that you couldn't just
Halls.
Go to Oak Park Mall.
Yeah. Halls, yes. Yeah.
And there's none of that, you know, there really isn't. And, you know, they've got way more furniture stores than I feel like they need down there, too. You know, and a lot of offices with, like, you know, dentists and different things like that. There's like three lash studios on one thing. So I think they've got some where it's oversaturated, but then there's not enough of other things, if that makes sense.
Sam said the Starbucks closed. Is that true?
Yes, it is. Yeah.
No.
Yes, Messengers and Capital One Cafe are the only coffee shops down there.
Huh. Well, please support both of those then. Please support it.
Definitely do. But I definitely do think that the security was a huge, huge deal. I know I saw them throwing stuff sticks down at a four-wheeler about a month ago, driving through there like an idiot. So, but yeah, and most of the stores are empty, and it is really sad. I know there's one that still has a full stock of inventory sitting inside the store, but they've been closed since I've been working down there, which is almost 2 years.
All right, Sarah, thanks for the call. Quick break here. A.A. Ron, Andy, the others, hang tight. We'll get with everybody in just a moment. She is Dana Wright. He is Sam Stevie III. My name is Scott Parks here on KMBZ.
This episode is brought to you by Progressive Insurance. What if comparing car insurance rates was as easy as putting on your favorite podcast? With Progressive, it is. Just visit the Progressive website to quote with all the coverages you want. You'll see Progressive's direct rate, then their tool will provide options from other companies so you can compare. All you need to do is choose the rate and coverage you like. Quote today at Progressive.com to join the over 28 million drivers who trust Progressive. Progressive Casualty Insurance Company and Affiliates. Comparison rates not available in all states or situations. Prices vary based on how you buy.
One of the current tenants is quoted as saying, and I think, I don't even know that you could put a number to this, but this is so true. This is tedious, expensive, and quote, abundantly necessary work that must be done before new buildings or tenants can move in. Our community is understandably impatient, and remaining tenants on the plaza are justifiably eager for signs of new businesses opening. But she points out, you talk about the age of those buildings, the deferred maintenance. It's not just like you can hang a shingle and just pop over there and say, I'm open for business. It's very costly to have one of those spaces because of the historic nature of the space.
How old is the plaza? It's got to be nearing 100 because I remember doing a series when I was a reporter on the 75th anniversary of the plaza. And I've been on the show for 20 years
now. It's before cars, Scott, because that was the entire, like, we were laughing when they're talking about pedestrianizing the plaza. Yeah. One of the stories we read months ago said that's what it used to be. And then as cars became more mainstream, they started putting in roads and parking garages and spaces. And there was a big fight about that then with people saying, we don't want cars on the plaza.
Yeah, the plaza used to have a gas station years ago.
Construction started in 1922.
Okay. So it's roughly 100 years old. A.A. Ron, line one. Hello.
Hey, so you kind of stole some of my thunder there about how old the buildings are and the maintenance. I used to take care of a few businesses down there, and I won't mention names, and the deferred maintenance is absolutely horrible on those buildings. It's Band-Aids on top of Band-Aids for piping and electrical. You've stacked all these businesses and buildings that weren't meant to have restaurants in them and coolers and refrigeration lines, and it's a mess.
Great point.
And so then you have a high rent and crummy infrastructure, you know, who's going to want to stay in there? And it's really hard to retrofit those buildings to put kitchen equipment and stuff in and try and make a nice establishment. And then you also, that's a low-lying area. And so when the water runs down from those parking garage and whatnot, mm-hmm. it floods several of those restaurants very badly.
But wouldn't the fact that there are so many vacant buildings down there, storefronts, wouldn't that in and of itself lower the rent?
It should. But the problem is that it's got the name. But you've got a nice name on a smelly shoe.
Right.
You know, why? I don't know who would want to come in there and pay a lot of money to have, you know, have the location. But you can go to another area and build a whole new building and still have cheaper rent.
Hey, Aaron, it's the exact same thing when you're house hunting. You know, there are people who will say, I want the brand new kitchen. I want brand new plumbing. I want brand new everything. But then you also have people that say, I would give anything to move back to Brookside. And with that comes an expensive price tag
and
expensive repairs.
Yep.
And you're going to have the wet basement. So it's sort of, you need the mix of that right tenant who understands the value and then also has the capital to spend.
Andy in Lenexa. Hello.
Hey, guys.
Hi.
So let's look at dynamics just a little bit. I was born in 81, and the Plaza was a big thing as I was growing up. Went down there several times as I was younger. I worked down there for a little while down at one of the restaurants. Now that I'm here in Lenexa, I mean, based on the location of the city, I have better access to the place, Dana, that you even have reported on, that's just to the west of 435 over here because it's been highly developed.
Yes.
And then when you look at areas like Leawood Overland Park, you've got Prairie Fire out there, which is huge direct competition of the Plaza. Not to mention, if you're looking at you know, hard goods, material products, you can get a lot of that stuff online from Amazon now. So even the Plaza has to fight with online competition. So with the 40-plus-year-old folks like myself, I'm not going to the Plaza because there are places that are closer to me that are new, that have that new shoe smell that Aaron was talking about. But beyond that, I don't want to go to the Plaza because I can't take my kids down there because of the safety. And I'm not going to have them spending their money at the Plaza because they simply can't afford it.
Well, and back to the point about, you know, what Dana said, perception is reality. I have a 24-year-old daughter and she works here in town, and I have told her, you know, obviously I can't control her every move or where she goes, but I've said I would prefer that you're not on the Plaza on Friday or Saturday nights.
100%.
Because of the perception that it's not safe.
But now we have to change the conversation, and let's say the perception starts shifting because of the updated security measures.
Yeah.
Would you feel differently? And I would like to hope so.
I want her to experience the Plaza. You know, go out to dinner on a Saturday night. Sam, what was the information you had that we wanted to share?
Yeah, it's just that we got a call from somebody who has intimate knowledge of the security procedures down there. And they just basically said that, you know, these are not your run-of-the-mill rent-a-cop that you would see. This is not Paul Blart Mall Cop. These are serious dudes. They have arresting power within the business district. And you are
good.
Safe. Where
good.
In the past you may not have felt safe, and you may be running on that reputation now.
Mm-hmm.
That is not the case now. You are safe.
Okay.
And safety is number one. I mean, we've talked about it with many, many things. If people don't feel safe, they're not going to go.
They're not going to go. That's right. Teresa, line six. Hello.
Hi. I was listening to you guys, and my father actually worked for. He was a manager of security 30 years ago down on the Plaza. At the time, I was 25 years old, and I was taking a job with Sprint that was just getting started, and my office location was down on the Plaza, and I was very concerned about safety. And my dad told me, you're fine during the day. just don't be there after dark. And this was 30 years ago.
Really?
And I know he told me stuff about they would have people, homeless people or whatever, you know, you'd have issues in the parking garage. They would walk into businesses, steal purses. And he did carry, he had a weapon and he was authorized. But I don't know. I just think it may be some of the surrounding area that filters into the plaza that may be creating, you know, that's where a lot of the crime's coming from.
Okay. Teresa, thank you for the call. We'll grab two more real quick. Kurt in Lenexa, you're up. What's up?
Yeah, good afternoon, guys. I think this, my uncle used to tell me stories. He used to frequent the plaza a lot. There used to be discos back in the 70s down there. And my thing is, I had a really good feel for the plaza at that time in its heyday when Seville Square was there and McDonald's and everything else. And the last time I was there is with a friend of mine at P.F. Chang's. And I had no issues whatsoever. And I have to applaud this new company that's coming. I said, you guys are going to turn this around and maybe the plaza will be a more enjoyable area, because I do Lyft and Uber. And I do tell people, if you want to go out to a fancy restaurant near the plaza, patronize all them tomfooleries or whatever it might be. And you know, they've told me that they've had positive results when they've gone down there. So I hope that for my sake that that area does get better and continues to improve.
Kurt, thanks for the call. We'll wrap it up with Michael in Osawatomie. Hello, Michael.
Oh, thank you. It's just too much competition with Legends, Zona Rosa, the internet. Just have to change. I go down there quite a bit with the wife, and her family used to live right off the plaza. So we go winter and summer. So it just don't give up on it. That's all I have to say.
Amen.
Okay. Don't give up.
But
on
you're
it.
Right about the competition.
When you give up.
Yeah, that's
it.
Right. Town center. I mean, there's plenty of competition for the plaza to go around.
A judge has ruled that the man charged with stalking Jennifer Aniston, who is certain that she is his wife, is not mentally competent to stand trial.
Wait, what?
Huh. I think when they asked him about his infatuation with Jennifer, he said, "You mean Rachel?"
Oh, God.
And a judge has ruled. Remember, he burst through the security gates.
Drove all the way from Mississippi.
A couple of weeks ago. Drove all the way from Mississippi because he is certain that he is somehow betrothed to Rachel.
Left her voicemails, emails.
A couple hundred, I think.
Sent her letters.
Quote, the court finds that defendant is not currently competent to stand trial.
It's hard to believe.
He just wanted to be friends.
Okay.
Wow.
Okay. You're out. 913-586-7798. Dana Wright, Sam Stevie III. My name is Scott. You're on KMBZ.
Dana here from my very, very happy place, Rose Hill Winery. Uncork a great time at Rose Hill, tucked away in the blooming beauty of Rose Hill Gardens. And don't forget, they have live music tomorrow night and Saturday night. Every Friday and Saturday night, live music. Get yourself into that courtyard beer garden or the gorgeous converted greenhouse, rain or shine. You can enjoy wines from around the world, craft beers, spirits, and of course the live music every Friday and Saturday night. Plan your escape now at rosehillwinebar.com. rosehillwinebar.com. Rose Hill Winery, where great wine sparks epic moments.
Do we have a bear update?
The one that fell through the ceiling or
no,
the one on the loose here?
The one on the loose here
has still not been seen since, what is it now, 2.5 weeks ago?
Oh.
He was last spotted on a Tuesday morning at 12:30 a.m.
Huh.
Has not been seen since.
And the reward for information regarding the two remaining New Orleans escapees is now at $50,000.
Oh, they think that's what's going to bring them in.
It might. If somebody knows where they are and wants to get $50,000, I believe that is tax-free.
If you turn yourself in, do you get the $50,000?
I don't think so.
That makes that offer null and void, Sam.
And they're still looking for the Devil in the Ozarks police chief.
Oh, my God, that crazy loon. Have you seen his mugshot?
Grant Hardin. They've upped the reward to $10,000.
Did you read he was like on kitchen detail or something? And then when he escaped, they think he was wearing a...
So he made a makeshift security guard uniform. Like
guard uniform.
The security patch and the whole nine.
How?
Well...
Where did he get the material?
I don't know.
Is it just me, or have there been a lot of escape stories in our stack lady?
There have been a lot.
Well, Johnson County just had
one. Well, we had the one in Johnson County. Yep.
That wasn't dangerous when he was there because he was on work release, but now they consider him dangerous.
Now that he's out.
If you have a tattoo on your throat, does that automatically make you just a heightened level of dangerous?
No.
I mean, you could be the nicest guy in the world.
I think once you walk away from jail with the tattoo on the throat, that's when you cross over from not as dangerous to dangerous.
Heightened level of unemployed.
What if you are charged with murder and have the word murder across your throat?
Remember that one guy? It's not funny, but it is. That he had, he actually
had
that tattoo.
Did it say murderer?
Yes.
He filed a motion for a delay of trial so that he could get the word murder removed from his neck. It stretched from ear to ear and from his jawline to his collarbone.
I thought he just filed a motion to be able to wear like a turtleneck or something in court.
I believe he asked to delay the trial so that he could go get the zappy done.
Who's going to pay for that? Do not
tell me the taxpayers are paying for that.
Don't tell me the judge granted the motion.
I don't remember the details.
Okay, anyway, so the 35-year-old prison that this guy escaped from houses 800 inmates. We're talking about the Devil in the Ozarks again. Weather has hurt the search. It's been raining a lot down there.
That's what drones are for. Can't they just take a drone up? Because they're saying there's some mountainous areas or the terrain is rocky enough that they think he might be hiding in there. Why wouldn't you just put a heat sensing?
Because a heat sensing drone is going to pick up every wild animal walking around.
Okay, squirrel, clearly not devil man.
Also, drones cannot fly in the rain.
Really?
Really.
Can they detect heat inside of a structure or just outside?
I mean, if he's in a cave, I would go ahead and assume that they cannot detect heat in that cave. They can, like, if he's in a house, yeah, they can see a heat sequence through the thin walls.
But it doesn't look like a human body, does it?
It would just be a heat sequence showing up. So like a little
a
light red blob.
But
if he's in a cave and they're flying over the cave, that technology is not going to go through the cave.
Here's the other problem with the Devil in the Ozarks guy. He was in a maximum security wing. Mm-hmm. I mean, this is a bad, bad, bad man, okay? Murder and rape with a law enforcement background in the maximum security wing. However, was given a job in the kitchen of the medium security facility. Why would they have ever allowed that?
Why is he out of his cell for more than 60 minutes a day? He murdered someone and raped someone. Serving life in prison, if I'm not mistaken. Oh, by the way, did you see how many people they've arrested? Back to the New Orleans one. I think the arrests are now up to 14 different people.
Who helped.
That some, either inside or outside helped those 10 men. 14 people is what I saw in the news this morning.
And some of them were helping outside after the fact.
Right.
Not that I'm saying that's okay,
but it wasn't like
once they got out, they were like, okay, do you want to come stay the night on my couch? Those people have also been charged.
Correct. 14 of them in total. At least three on the inside, the janitor or maintenance man, whatever he did, the two women, and then there are 11 others who have in one way or another assisted them outside of the jail.
Again, I feel like back to Devil in the Ozarks guy.
We're bouncing around.
Why would someone who murdered people be given access to the kitchen where there are knives?
They have to really work.
No, they don't. Not in the kitchen with knives, Sam. Go make a license plate.
That's where you put the guys who have like 30 days left.
Amen.
You put them in the kitchen.
The happy face killer, at least according to the dramatized show, his detail was in the kitchen.
God, his poor victims. You know, the victims have all had to have been contacted.
Oh, sure.
Like, FYI, he's out.
Some of them are scared.
Oh, they're furious.
They should be. Yeah. Celebrating birthdays today, Mel B is 50. Carmelo Anthony is 41. Melissa Etheridge, is, as we mentioned, is 64. Annette Bening is 67. And Rebe and LaToya Jackson also celebrating birthdays Mrs. Rebe.
Oh.
Sam Stevie III, Dana Wright, my name's Scott. Have a great night. Be safe, be well, and be good. We'll see you tomorrow.
Bye.
Thanks for listening to the Dana and Parks podcast. Remember, you can catch us online anytime at KMBZ.com.
This episode is brought to you by Progressive. Most of you aren't just listening right now. You're driving, cleaning, and even exercising. But what if you could be saving money by switching to Progressive? Drivers who save by switching save nearly $750 on average. And auto customers qualify for an average of 7 discounts. Multitask right now. Quote today at Progressive.com. Progressive Casualty Insurance Company and Affiliates. National average 12-month savings of $744 by new customers surveyed who saved with Progressive between June 2022 and May 2023. Potential savings will vary. Discounts not available in all states and situations.